Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Tell us how often you wash or change your own bed sheets. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. I know one thing I do for sure. I boil them. I boil the life out of them. I stick them into the washing machine at about 90 degrees for nearly 2 hours. And then if that's not enough, then I throw them into the tumbler dryer just to make sure the things are nearly dead by the time they come out of it. I know all of my environmental listeners and I won't be happy with that. Probably Janet Horner, Green Party councillor, is with me on the line. And I know you're not here to talk about bed sheets, Janet, but you are here to tell listeners today why you want more bank holidays. Why is that?
Well, I mean, for one thing, we all need a little bit more time in our lives to catch up on chores. So I think one of the reasons maybe some of us don't clean our bed sheets maybe as often as we should is just you need a bit of time every weekend. If you've got plans on, it can be hard to catch up on all the different chores around the house as well. So I think we, at the moment, Ireland has 10 public holidays every year. The EU average is around 12. And one of the reasons for that is the importance of work-life balance, the importance of sort of rewarding workers throughout the year, keeping productivity up. The Green Party introduced the Bridges Day bank holiday at the start of February a few years ago. And I think we all love having that break now. It really helps to break up the long winter drive from when we come back from Christmas through to St. Patrick's Day, which is our next full day off for many workers. And I think, you know, having those populated and pocketed throughout the year is something that we all really look forward to and really appreciate. So coming off the back of the long weekend now, I know I sat down at my laptop this morning feeling a lot more refreshed and ready to roll for the
great
week. And
I think Easter bank holiday, wasn't it, having the two?
Yeah, and it really does boost productivity for workers as well when we have occasional additional long day, days. So I think from that point of view, it's good for business, it's good for people, it's good for our families where we get to kind of plan a little bit more time together during the year.
I don't know how good it is for business though, Janet. I'm sure for small businesses thinking about the extra costs that would be associated with this, I'm sure we'll hear from business people on the programme. So you're looking for three more bank holidays. When do you want them?
Well, I guess we're initially calling for is just one more. We brought in one a number of years ago on the back of the pandemic. There's multiple ones to look at. One is the obvious one is Good Friday. A lot of people get Good Friday off in the public sector, but an awful lot of other people have to work through Good Friday. And it sort of feels, when everyone else is off, would it be nice to take Good Friday as well? The alternative to that is that, you know, we're sort of moving away from marking religious occasions through our public holidays, and should we mark more secular occasions? So certainly I know a lot of people would say the summer months are quite long, and when we've got the good weather, that's the perfect time of year to have an additional public holiday. So from the June bank holiday to the August bank holiday, wouldn't it be nice if we had one in July as well?
Well, there is a Northern bank holiday, isn't there, in July? The Northern Bank holiday, I think, is in July. That's done correct.
We don't have any public holiday in July in Ireland now. So I think that would be an ideal one as well for a lot of people. There's multiple ones to be looked at, but I think we feel in general across the board the St. Bridget's Day bank holiday now is hugely successful, and I think it's really helping Ireland in general to embrace St. Bridget a little bit more as well. And in Dublin we've got the St. Bridget's parade, which goes through the city centre now. We've got quite a few St. Bridget's festivals on. We do the lights across the city centre to mark not just St. Bridget but women through Irish history as well. I think when you bring in the public holiday, it also creates a moment where we can collectively come together, have a bit of a celebration, and enjoy life a little bit more, which I think is really important.
Yeah, I've no doubt our listeners would be all in favour of this. Patrick Scanlon is HR and business consultant with the HR Buddy. Do we need another bank holiday, Patrick?
Look, I suppose as much as I enjoyed the lie-in from during the public holiday yesterday, and as much as I did enjoy potential other lie-ins from future or potential future public holidays, I just don't think now is the right time to be for something like this to be introduced.
Why?
I suppose if you think about it, over the last recent times, the last couple of years, employers have had to face additional costs such as statutory sick pay, the recent pension auto enrollment, There has been consistent increases in the minimum wage. Also, coming down the line, you've got the pay transparency directive, which is great and all, but that is going to create additional work for companies. And then you have, like, Labour Party, for example, calling for the introduction of the living wage, the four-day week, even remote work. So I think there's just too much going on for employers at the moment. I suppose what probably will be a better idea at this point is for parties to consider how they can support employers. I think it's very easy for a minority party to throw out a comment like this to create populist noise by calling for employers to do more and more.
Is that what you're doing, Janet? Just creating a populist discourse?
Well, I think we showed that we delivered it with the St. Bridget's Day bank holiday. It was something we promised in the programme for government in 2020, and we did bring it through. I think it was 2022 we introduced it. So we have shown that we are willing to put our money where our mouth is when it comes to talking about these things when given the opportunity to. And I think now is the right time to be looking to expand again. I don't, to be sort of saying that we should be below the EU average in terms of how we recognise and support workers with public holidays is a harsh line to take, I think. And I think we, you know, we're looking at a time when everybody is under enormous amounts of pressure. The cost of living is there for people. And things like public holidays are just really important to support people, to recognise for morale.
Just to give you a little flavour of the text here, Janet. In many countries, if a bank holiday falls on the weekend, there's no day off in lieu. We have too many bank holidays as it is, says this texter. Richie is in County Meath. He's self-employed, or he's an employer, and he says that these people are looking for an extra bank holiday. Would you take a pay decrease for the days that you're not working? Janet asks Richie. Another listener makes the point, more bank holidays. While I'm 100% for more bank holidays, I also want to point out that many EU countries like France, Spain, Greece and so on do not bridge their bank holidays. So, for instance, like that, if they fall on a weekend, that's it. There's no Monday off.
I mean, I think the of course, we workers are meant to be paid for the bank holidays. It's not meant to be that's the point of a public holiday as opposed to an unpaid day off that you are being recognised for it. And again, the idea of whether they should fall on the Monday, like that has always been our kind of structured way of doing it in Ireland. You can make an argument for an unbridged one. I'm sure that's something that people can have opinions on. But I think it is the point of having up to 12 days public days off in a year is really important. Wow. And I think it does give people an opportunity.
I'm kind of surprised at the Lunchtime Live listeners today. I mean, majority of them don't seem to think that we need another bank holiday at all. This texter tells me bank holidays are a waste of time during the winter months. And this listener says, I own a business and even my staff laugh at how many days off they get. I think it's totally ridiculous, says this texter. Green Party councillor Janet Horner, we leave it there for the moment. An HR and business consultant from the HR Buddy, that is Patrick Scott. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.